According to the VA, 12,103 veterans have died from COVID-19. 192 of those deaths were at New Jersey veteran centers, and, well, we know very well what caused that number to occur. One of those who passed at the New Jersey Veteran Center in Paramus was Peter Richards. After graduating from Lodi High School, Peter enlisted in the Air Force, where he fixed airplanes in Guam during the Korean War. He married his wife, Betty, raised a family in Elmwood Park. Peter had quite the entrepreneurial spirit, dived into the new computer industry. During its days of infancy, he designed, sold computer systems and business software to local companies, including the Crazy Eddie chain of stores. Remember those? 1977, Peter opened what was one of the first computer stores in New Jersey, Typtronic, which was on Route 17 in Ramsey. Family eventually moved to Upper Saddle River, where Peter and Betty threw huge parties, had disco lights going, hardwood dance floors, all the bells and whistles. After Peter's wife passed, he fell prey to dementia, moved into the Paramus Veterans Center in 2018. Peter developed a deep cough in February of last year, did not move from his private room in what was called a Valor Unit. Family grew concerned. They last saw him March 10th of 2020, as staff prepared to lock down the facility. 2 days later, officials announced the homes would bar visitors to contain the spread. Family desperately tried to set up FaceTime conversations with Peter, who had his own smartphone but needed a staff person to help him use it. A few times that succeeded, Peter barely talked. He would lay in bed with his eyes closed, often coughing, wincing in pain. So the family pressed nurses to test Peter for COVID-19. They did. And on April 9th, his results came back positive. Family asked the staff if the dad would be moved to a unit housing COVID residents. They were told the Valley unit had by that point already become the COVID unit. Because Peter was bedridden in a private room, the family believes he had contacted the virus from a staff member, since they were the only ones to come in contact with him. He tried calling multiple times a day for updates. But like so many other families, they said their phone calls often went unanswered. When they did get through, they often got conflicting reports. The nurse would tell them one day the dad ate all of his breakfast that afternoon. Nurses A would say, well, he'd only had a few licks of ice cream. Then, on April 22nd, they were told that Peter had lost 18 pounds. Peter was eventually put in hospice care. The family pressed management to allow them to visit, and on May 24th, daughters Susan and Kim were escorted to the dad's room by National Guardsmen who were on hand to help the short staff. Family members returned over the next several days to say goodbye. Susan was the last to see him. That was May 28th. She said he lay there, and I was just watching him. He would stop breathing, and I would say, Dad, it's okay. It's time to go. It felt like he was gone already. Peter Richards died later that night. His death certificate lists coronary artery disease, dementia, and COVID-19 as causes of death. Shortly after Peter died, Susan noticed that an online government dashboard displaying the deaths had sat at 80, unchanged. She called the home, telling them to count her dad. It was updated to 81, a few days later. Peter and so many other Veterans Center casualties deserved so much better. I referenced the listed causes of death for Mr. Richards. That list still compels to this day some people to jump to their feet and screech, see, he didn't die from COVID-19, he died from dementia. Now that's you. Go get a medical degree, and, well, maybe I'll listen to you. No, actually, if you spew stupidity like that with a medical degree, I'll do everything I can to get it ripped off of your wall. We salute and honor Peter Richards, along with all of his fellow veterans, who fell prey to a virus which was allowed to run rampant because of poor decisions and denial of the truth. I believe this quote from Arthur Ashe says a lot about what Peter Richards and his fellow veterans are truly all about. True heroism is remarkably sober, very undramatic. It is not the urge to surpass all others at whatever cost, but the urge to serve others at whatever cost.